Jesus was made for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please him at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus was made for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me to be loving and kind to all I see. Showing how pleasant and happy this little one can be. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam.
Have a blessing, dear family. What a blessed Sabbath it is, such a beautiful day today here. So now we have come to the beginning of our children's Sabbath school lesson number 22. That was our Sabbath opening song. Now we are coming to the point where we're going to have a request for opening prayer. If any one of the little ones or the dear mommies and daddies that would like to be able to open Sabbath for the children's study, may you please come up to the bubble.
Father, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for letting us have the right mind. I thank you for this beautiful Sabbath day. I thank you for my family and Sheila and Grace and Joshua, and I thank you for Joshua's grandma died, and like our dad died when he was asleep. I thank you for Smith's day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. On James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devil also believe and tremble. This week, boys and girls, we continue to see how faith is what helps us to be a disciple of Christ. Any one of the dear family who would like to take the following scriptures, may you please come up to the bubble.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13-15. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle.
Psalms 119:97-100. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. Amen.
Romans 8:2-4 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Galatians 2:16-20. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Praise the Lord. Let us continue in Steps of Christ, chapter 7, and we will be discussed in pages 63 to 65. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, would you please come up to the public?
When we speak of faith, there is a distinction that should be borne in mind. There is a kind of belief that is wholly distinct from faith. The existence and power of God, the truth of His Word, are facts that even Satan and his host cannot at heart deny. The Bible says that the devil also believed and trembled, but this is not faith. James 2:19.
Only a belief in God's Word, but a submission of the will to Him, where the heart is yielded to Him, the affection fixed upon Him, there is faith. Faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Through this faith, the heart is renewed in the image of God. And the heart that in its unrenewed state is not subject to the law of God, neither can be, now delights in its holy precepts, exclaiming with the psalmist, O how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119:97. And the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1.
Now we have come for the question part. Boys and girls, what does our heart need to be faithful? If you have the answer, bubble up.
Where the heart is yielded to Him, the affections fixed upon Him, there is faith. Amen.
There are those who have known the pardoning love of Christ and who really desire to be children of God, yet they realize that their character is imperfect, their life faulty, and they are ready to doubt whether their hearts have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. To such I would say, do not draw back in despair. We shall often have to bow down and weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes, but we are not to be discouraged. Even if we are overcome by the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken and rejected of God. No, Christ is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us.
Steps to Christ, page 64. Said the beloved John, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2:1. And do not forget the words of Christ. The Father himself loveth you. John 16:27. He desires to restore you to himself, to see his own purity and holiness reflected in you. And if you will but yield yourself to him, He that hath begun a good work in you will carry it forward to the day of Jesus Christ. Pray more fervently, believe more fully. As we come to distrust our own power, let us trust the power of our Redeemer, and we shall praise Him who is the help of our countenance. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, we have come to another question. What do we need to do to be assured of God's pardon? If you have the answer to this question, year one, bubble up.
Submit ourselves to God. Submit ourselves to God.
If any one of the dear family know the scripture song, please come up to the bubble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Now, the next paragraph Does anyone would like to be able to take the next paragraph, dear family?
Steps to Christ, page 64. The closer you come to Jesus, the more faculty you will appear in your own eyes, for your vision will be clearer and your imperfections will be seen in broad and distinct contrast to his perfect nature. This is evidence that Satan's delusions have lost their power, that the vivifying influence of the Spirit of God is arousing you.
Steps to Christ, page 65. It says, bring sand anxieties, bring them to Jesus by faith, and he will bring peace to your soul and mind. No deep-seated love for Jesus can dwell in the heart that does not realize its own sinfulness. The soul that is transformed by the grace of Christ will admire his divine character. But if we do not see our own moral deformity, it is unmistakable evidence that we have not had a view of the beauty and excellence of Christ.
Steps to Christ, page 65. The less we see to esteem in ourselves, the more we shall see to esteem in the infinite purity and loveliness of our Savior. A view of our sinfulness drives us to him who can pardon. And when the soul, realizing its helplessness, reaches out after Christ, he will reveal himself in power. The more our sense of need drives us to him and to the Word of God, the more exalted views we shall have of his character, and the more fully we shall reflect his image.
Amen. So we have another question, boys and girls. As we have learned about being Christ's disciple, this means he is our what? If you have the answer, bubble up.
Lord and Master.
He called me Master and Lord, and he say well. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well, so I am. If I then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, he also ought to wash one another's feet. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well. It's all I am. For I have given you an example, that he should do as I have done unto you. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well, for so the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well. He called me Master and Lord, and he say well, for so I am, for so
what a beautiful song indeed. We need to be able to keep it as a memory verse. It's so beautiful. Now this week, dear family, we will start a new chapter. Next Sabbath, we'll be growing up into Christ. That will be Sabbath, May 11, 2013, which is part one. Dear family, we'd like to thank all the brothers and sisters that took part of bringing these presentations before the family. I hope you will be blessed by them. And also we'd like to thank those that are on the phone. Welcome. And I hope that you will also blessed by the study. And we have children activities as well, that the children will be able to continue the rest of the Sabbath. I hope they will be blessed by it also. So you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath day. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, Please come up to the bubble.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for one today. And thank you for all the people that are in the chat room. And thank you for everybody that knows the Sabbath. And I thank you for all my friends and family, like Tia Rosie, Joshua, Mrs. Grace, Mommy, Hollis, me, Mari, and thank you, God, for blinding me.
Amen.